What defines refractory status epilepticus?
It's considered refractory when the seizures continue despite getting an adequate dose of an initial benzodiazepine and a second-line anti-seizure medication.
How is refractory status epilepticus managed?
This usually requires intubation and continuous infusions of anesthetic doses of midazolam, propofol, or pentobarbital, with the goal of achieving seizure control or burst suppression pattern on a continuous EEG.
What is the most common cause of status epilepticus in a patient with known epilepsy?
The most frequent cause is either a change in their medication or the patient not taking their medication as prescribed.
What are systemic complications of prolonged status epilepticus?
It can lead to a host of issues, including hyperthermia, rhabdomyolysis, metabolic acidosis, and even heart or lung failure.
Does non-convulsive status epilepticus, NCSE, require aggressive treatment?
Yes, it does, though the urgency can vary depending on the patient's baseline. We use EEG to diagnose it and guide treatment, as the outward signs might just be subtle confusion or twilight states.
What is the prognosis of status epilepticus?
It depends heavily on the underlying cause and the age of the patient. Mortality can range from 5% in children to over 20% in adults, particularly if the cause is something severe like a major stroke or hypoxia.
Can status epilepticus cause permanent brain damage?
Yes, it can. If it lasts long enough, usually over 30 to 60 minutes, it can lead to neuronal death due to excitotoxicity, even if the patient is paralyzed and the muscles aren't moving.
Now, we investigate the link between symptomatic causes, like head injuries, and the development of seizures. Do partial seizures often result from prior head trauma?
Yes, they certainly do. In fact, a previous head injury is a very common underlying cause for focal epilepsy.
Does minor closed head injury increase epilepsy risk?
No, it doesn't. Research shows that for those who sustain a minor closed head injury, the risk of developing epilepsy is no higher than it is for the general population.
What proportion of severe head injury patients develop post-traumatic epilepsy, PTE?
About 12% of patients who suffer a severe head injury will develop post-traumatic epilepsy. This is particularly true if there are visible intracranial lesions on imaging or if the patient lost consciousness for more than 24 hours.